This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, live and in person at the spacious and futuristic studios of WCBM 680. Our producer, Brian Farlow, this morning will be taking your call, and we hope to hear from you. And we will be hearing from you because show prep this week is woefully lacking. Your host has been around. I have been on the road all week. We are wrapping up the new issue of Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine, and I have been hither and yon, which means everywhere across the state, up and down, and visiting people who are in the crab business and trying to encourage them to advertise with us on in the Marilyn Loves Crabs magazine. So that we've been doing. And when I get to that point, when I'm that busy, something has to just suffer. And it, unfortunately, it is the Outdoorsman Radio Show as far as preparation. However, the redeeming grace of this is that we can take your phone call and that you and I can have a conversation about whatever you would like to talk about on days like this. We don't have any guests. It's just going to be you and I. We're going to be talking about anything and everything that comes up. And we will do so and hopefully have an interesting show. So here are the topics: fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Let's talk about bears, fawns you've seen. Let's talk about items in the news. Let's talk about firearms. Let's talk about MSRs. And let's talk about anything you've heard about. Maybe if you've been listening to the news this week, you may have heard something about guns. Let's discuss guns. Let's discuss where we are in the country and in our state with firearms, if you'd like. Let's discuss... did I say bears? Yes, I think I did. Let's discuss fishing. Snakeheads, catfish, striped bass, largemouth and smallmouth bass, white perch. Whatever you would like to talk about, there's a whole variety of subjects out there. We can talk about groundhogs, if you'd like. We can talk about any and all of that, and it's very simple to do. All you do is put your phone in your hand, if you have a cell phone, and strike the following numbers: 410-922-6680. Now, if you're used to dialing numerical codes, then you can dial 410-WCBM-680. And that is our call letters, WCBM, that you're listening to right now. Our call letters are WCBM. Our location on your dial, either your digital dial or your dial on your radio, is 680. So WCBM 680 is our phone number also. Now, if you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, you can put an 800-WCBM-680, or you can put 800 in front of WCBM-680 or 922-6680, and guess what? You'll get in here as well, toll-free, if you're on a landline, of course, and that 800 number applies with no charge. So, well, guns got an immediate response. Bruce in Baltimore, good morning. How are you, sir?
All right. I love your show, Alan. I'm not a hunter, but I support what you're doing. And I'm not a gun owner, but I support the National Rifle Association. It's terrible the way they're being trashed. And I know you don't want to get into politics, but it's just terrible. It's just unbelievably ridiculous the way some of the liberals, progressives, and Democrats just completely delude themselves with other issues and attack the NRA. And years ago, I had training with firearms, probably 25, 30 years ago, to be a security guard, and had professional training with firearms. I support the NRA. Maybe that's all I should say.
Okay. Sounds good, Bruce. Thanks for weighing in.
All right. Thank you.
On starting it off. Appreciate it. John in Pasadena. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
I was just talking to a friend of mine, and he said something in the reference to chronic wasting disease has encroached around Old Town, Maryland, and we would not be possibly allowed to bring our carcasses home to cut them up. And, well, I live in Anne Arundel County, so.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything else on that?
Well, yeah, there have been a few new cases discovered up that way. And I don't know where they are with the regulations. That's coming out soon. I'll keep you aware of that. But I'll try to find an answer during one of the breaks maybe and see what I can do for you on that. But, yeah, there was a report.
Serious for us. I mean, there's a lot of us up there to come, you know, travel.
Sure. Yeah. You know, the old rule was you had to have a butcher in that area process your deer. And I think that's still, I don't know if that still applies or not. I don't think it does. But let me see if I can find something. Because they did change some of that. You know, you couldn't bring a carcass from Maryland into Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania into Maryland. They changed all that. This is all new. So let me go back and see what I can find on CWD. Have you looked on the DNR website at all yet?
Not yet this year.
Yeah. Well, they've changed that. The regulation books are being printed as we speak. I do happen to know that for sure. And probably won't be out till the first part of July. So, they'll be in that. I don't think the new regulations are online, but let me see what I can find, see if there have been any changes.
Is there going to be a fine if you're caught bringing a deer home or something to cut it up and put it, you know?
Again, John, let me find out what the rules and regulations are.
Well, I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you for the call. Give me something
sure.
to look at. Okay, buddy.
Keep up the good work.
All right, bud. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Jamie, Centerville. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
First off, in relation to what that gentleman was talking about, if in fact they have imposed those rules, if he's debating whether or not to bring that carcass from Pennsylvania to Maryland, he may in fact be bringing some kind of disease into our area, which would not be good, first off.
Well, anyway. Wait, hold on, Jamie. We already have CWD in Maryland, and Old Town, I think, is in Western Maryland, not far from what they call the CWD zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's anything new up that way.
Right.
I think they may have found I think they may have found some deer outside of what they called the CWD zone. In extreme far western Maryland, I believe it's Allegheny County.
Gotcha.
So before you jump, you know, the disease, as far as the carcass spreading in the carcasses and so forth, it's in the brain tissue and it's in the spinal fluid.
Correct.
Yep. So I'm not sure about how that would spread from a dead animal.
Laying on the side of the road. I know it's common practice. I've noticed that people just throw carcasses on the side of the road.
Well, I've seen that,
from time to time, which is unfortunate, but it does happen. But,
and it's, all, and it, yeah,
like
it's,
it, and it,
it's also
it
illegal.
Exactly. And it very well is.
Yeah. So,
the reason I was calling was something different, in fact. I actually had a question.
Well, good. I'd love to hear it. Let's hear it.
I had a Canadian goose, the first time I've ever heard or seen of anything of this nature. I had a Canadian goose made a nest on the ground in a flooded woods next door to my property.
Okay.
And this was a very aggressive goose. It actually, I saw it, like, battle off a fox, and I have never heard or seen of anything like that. But have you or have any of your listeners that you've spoken to ever encourage such a situation like that?
Well, I'm sure it happens in nature all the time. I mean, geese are ground nesters. They don't nest in trees. And
I've never seen anything like that.
They are at certain times very protective of their eggs and their poults. And a Canada,
indeed they are.
Yeah, and a Canada, I mean the goslings, and a Canada goose can. Can inflict a nasty wound on a fox, and, you know, they flare their wings, they extend their necks, they open their mouths, and you know, I've seen them act aggressively with people. They do that, or they put their head down, and, you know, they come at you like...
They rear at you.
They're the most sinister-looking thing. They'll rear up at you. Yeah, exactly.
They can be a scary beast.
Exactly.
I just never had seen one. Myself in nature, and I'm quite the outdoorsman, and just had never come across it
on
my property. It really surprised me.
Right. Just
had the question. I heard you say you could call for anything.
Well, that was it, man. That's a good one. That's a good one. Now, when you said you saw it with a fox, was it? Do you know if this was? Could you tell how? I mean, just by observation, that this was an older fox or a pup from this year. Or don't you know the size of the fox?
It was a medium to large size fox.
Okay.
It was in the evening time. I heard a squabble in the woods. I heard the flap. I knew it was back there.
Yeah.
You know, I ran across it because I just normally just walk through the woods and look around. I enjoy myself doing that.
Yeah.
But my son and I noticed the goose back there, so we knew it was there.
Yeah.
And one evening I heard a squabble in the woods. And I heard the typical noise that a fox makes, so I hurried up and boogie on over there and had a look.
Funny.
Sure enough, it was going on before my very eyes, and I could not believe it.
Man, did you happen to get your phone out and record any of it? That'd be pretty cool.
Actually, I just recently got a smartphone, so I actually had a flip phone with no camera on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm an old-fashioned fellow, I guess.
Well, that's all right.
I wish I had it, because that would have been one to have on video.
That would have been it, that's for sure. So,
anyway,
well, I'll tell you what, you'll never forget that memory, that's for sure.
Absolutely will not.
Yep, gotcha. Yeah. Well, Jamie,
anyway,
I appreciate the call. Yes, sir.
Jamie, thank you for taking my call. You have a great day, all right, now?
You too, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. And we have Patrick in Arnold, or is it Arnold in Patrick? Good morning, Patrick.
Hey,
how are you?
It's Patrick in Arnold.
Ah, what's up?
Hey, top of the morning to you, sir.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful morning, it looks like. I'm a tugboat captain by trade.
Okay.
I run the Patapsco River and up and down the bay all the time, but I grew up on a Severn. And I'm gonna go crabbing there this weekend.
Okay.
Because one of the things I want for my Father's Day is to catch my own crabs, which I've done all my life. But I see all the guys coming in on the shoreline lately. I'm not saying that they're good at it, but the ones I've been seeing, they're not having any luck, and they're saying it's too much grass, or they're drop box. They're not doing trot line, but they're running their little boxes, and
you're running trot line, right?
I would love to run a trot now, but I was just going to go out with some of my trap boxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
in the grasses,
nothing is worse than a fail. So,
yeah,
my question to you is, are you hearing that these guys aren't being successful, or are you just listening to their complaints that there's too much grass and things like this? I mean, are they doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, I guess?
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
You know.
Well, from the ones I ran into, I haven't seen them more than once, so they're definitely amateurs.
Well,
they weren't putting them deeper and looking for out of the grass here.
Yeah, Robin and I had crabs last week from the Miles River. We bought them... They were caught on Sunday, and we bought them on Sunday afternoon. And I will tell you, they were spectacular, Miles River crabs. They were large males. They were huge. They were fat. They were really, really good crabs. I mean, they were in the mud. They were just tremendous crabs.
The old dark bellies.
The old black bellies. Yeah, they're right.
Right.
And so, yeah, we had some good crabs last week, and the price was right too, $40 for a dozen of the largest.
That may be why.
Yeah. So I mean, go out there and give it a shot, man.
I will.
You know, what's your favorite bait?
typically I usually catch my bait and cut it up and put it on there.
Yeah, just fresh fish.
Mm-hmm. Dropbox. Yeah, fresh fish, perch. I haven't really thought about it a whole lot. When I first get out, I usually just throw in some chicken and get things going. And,
yeah.
You know, German, and then I can get some stuff and go out and try to catch stuff with the drop boxes.
Right.
You know, other than the boxes at the pier.
Yeah.
Do you have
a pier? I mean,
my family does have a pier at Ringgold Cove and Rugby Hall.
Yeah, do you have pots overboard on that?
Not yet.
Oh,
I'm dropping them.
Yeah, it's time. So.
It's time. Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Well, listen, Patrick, I appreciate the call. Good luck out there. Give us a report. Next week.
I just wanted to say I really enjoy listening to you. I called you years ago. Years ago, but I listened to you, and I really enjoy the information. And to everybody out there, you know, everything you're doing is great.
I appreciate that, man. All right. Well, thank you.
Back on.
Patrick, good luck out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. There he goes. And Mike in Randallstown, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Listen, since tomorrow's Father's Day, I wanted to call and wish you and all your listeners a happy Father's Day tomorrow. And I think of my dad, on and off, as we all do, I'm sure. And I lost him when I was 17 years old, so I really didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with him. And like I said, a happy Father's Day to you and a happy Father's Day to all your listeners.
Well, thank you, Mike. I greatly appreciate that.
Okay, and that's basically it. I'm not going to hold you up.
So. Well, that's good. You know, there's another topic. Whoa.
Uh-huh.
I said there's another topic for today.
Oh, sure, it is.
Let's talk about remembering our dad and his influence on our world of the outdoors. Did Dad take us hunting? Did Dad take us fishing? You know,
right. That's probably going to be a good topic.
That's a great topic. Appreciate you suggesting it. Absolutely.
Okay, Alan, and I'm glad you enjoyed your chicken tender.
Oh yes, I sure did, and I appreciate the treat, Mike. Thanks for thanks for dinner the other night, man.
Well, believe me, it was my pleasure.
You got it. All right,
okay,
brother.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike. Bye bye.
Bye.
Mike's a good man. He called me the other day, and we got together and had some dinner the other night. All right, this is devastating, folks. I apologize. I just got this. Just came in. Just arrived over my text. Give me a second here to respond. I have a very good friend who's been a guest on this show. He does all the work on our website for Maryland Loves Crabs, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and Maryland Hunting Coalition. His name is Barry Harden. His wife's name is Lisa. And Lisa, just this morning, lost her very, very long struggle and passed away. So for those of you listening, just a moment. If you're a prayer person, just remember Barry and Lisa and the family in your prayers. And I can't express my sorrow to Barry, but yes, he just texted me, and it was not unexpected. It's been expected for several weeks, but it's always difficult. So, sorry to interrupt. Let's take a little break, and we'll be right back. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry. The early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Line-X spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Line-X premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Line-X Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Line-X, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
This is Mark Levin. Join me weeknights from 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails. And it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories he could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. And it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took my safety off Granddaddy's gun.
It's just a double. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Don't let that please interfere with the phone calls. We need them. We need them to keep the show going here this morning. We're that news just came in very suddenly there via text from Barry. And again, thoughts and prayers for Barry and the family. So, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. For those of you who enjoy the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and the Maryland Loves Crabs website and enjoy reading those publications online, that's what Barry does. Barry's also the webmaster for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest, the Quality Deer Management Association, and others. So you will see his fingerprints all over the footprint of the outdoor world here in Maryland. Barry's a kind of a behind-the-scenes type of guy. He's a very avid hunter. Lisa's health problems over the past couple of years have, you know, prevented Barry from pursuing his passion for bow hunting, but just want to lift him up a little bit. Let's see. Hey, Daddy Cool, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. I'd like to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'd like to encourage people to fly their flags. We are at war. And I'd like to hear a little truck driving music.
A little truck driving music. Well, we'll see what we can come up with for Daddy Cool. We'll see what we can do.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my hook club that I ain't seen in a long time.
All right.
Middle River.
Middle River Hook Club. You got it.
Okie doke.
Thanks, Daddy. There he goes. Kenny Woodbury. Good morning, Kenny. How are you?
Hey, good morning, bud. Sorry about your friend.
I know. It's.
I wanted to say happy Father's Day to everybody.
Sure.
Really important. And yesterday, I talked to my son, who's a nurse in Tampa, Florida, informed me about the day he's going to get married. So I'm very happy.
Oh, good for him.
That.
Good for him.
Well, on my days off, I'm a picker. So the other day I was out, and I came across some really nice from the 1920s wooden fishing rods.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Maybe since I'm close to where you're at, I'm right over here in Woodbury. Maybe one day I'll let you come by or drop them off at Clyde's or whatever and tell them so you can take a look at them because they're really nice. And
yeah.
I got the guy's name on them and all. And I tried to do more research and see if who he was. But
Who's the name? Do you remember the name?
Yeah, the guy's name's Mike Rupp.
Were these custom rods, custom-built rods?
That's what they looks like to me from, like I say, the 20s.
Wow.
Show them to your eyes will fall out because they're so well-made. And yeah, they say Mike Rupp, and it says York, PA on both of them.
Now, are you referring, you say wooden. Are they split bamboo, perhaps?
Well, I can tell you this. It looks like one was made for salt water and one was made for fresh water.
But, I mean, can you tell the segments? Do they have 6 or 8 segments? They're not around like a pool cue. They're octagon or hexagon.
Yeah, these are octagon shaped.
Octagon. Yeah, they're probably split bamboo. They're probably
say that in any eyes are like a red plastic.
Say again.
I think they were telling me any older they would be glass. So before the '20s, could they have been made out of glass, perhaps?
Oh, you're talking about the eyes.
The eyes, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What are the eyes?
Well, it's like a hard plastic.
So they're probably like a bakelite.
Yeah, like a bakelite.
Hmm. Okay.
Red.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't know. Have you Googled Bakelite fishing rod guides?
Well, they got so many rods on there. I talked to Mr. Tony Tackleman down there.
Oh, Tony would know, yeah.
He said I took them down, he'd take a look at them and give me a guesstimate on them.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Interesting. All right, my friend. Well, thanks, Kenny. I'd love to take a look at them sometime.
My other friend, you know, vintage, anything vintage. I'm going out this morning now. I'm up at 5, 8 days a week. So my one buddy, he got a whole tackle box with wooden lures the other day. He said he paid $1 for it.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking to myself, people don't know.
No, but that's all right. That's all right. I like to find those myself every now and then.
Well, I'm going out for Legos and trains this morning, so I got everything mapped out already.
Well, good for you, buddy. All right. Thanks, Kenny.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. Bye-bye. Legos and trains. Let's talk to, where's line 3? John in Queenstown. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. My condolences to your associate there and his loss.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And he will, too.
Thanks. When you mentioned about Father's Day, I really had to reflect that it's my father that taught me or that we learned together all about how to appreciate, you know, crabbing and fishing and all the bounty that Maryland has and, really generated my love for the Maryland Eastern Shore, which is why I'm here now, was because of him.
That's great, man.
And what he showed me. And that really touched home yesterday. I was trying to get some soft crabs, indulge in a, you know, in a real luxury there.
Yeah.
Dave, and a rarity, but no fresh ones were to be found over here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're kidding.
No, every place I stopped was pretty much shells were bare. And I didn't know what you had seen. I don't know if that was just because of the high demand.
Now, I think that's high demand. Yeah, I think that's high demand. I've seen soft shells over here all over the place. So
okay, so it's not a scarcity. It's probably more demand than supply.
More than likely, yeah, more than likely. You might have to travel more than, you know, a 5-mile radius to find some there, John. But
right. I was trying to stop at and support my local purveyors and everything.
Well, sure.
And do that. But what I did get, and they were harvested from Eastern Bay Crab Alley Creek, were some mano clams. They were caught.
Yep.
And they are spotty on their supply at times. And I had not had such a nice quality product in quite a long time.
It's a great clam year from what I'm hearing. The clammers are telling me that the clams are abundant this year for some reason. The razor clams, the manos, the hard shells, everything seems to be doing pretty well this year. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, these are the manos, and I thoroughly enjoyed them. I'm actually going to have some more for breakfast here.
Mm.
And what my father taught me about them was that somebody had taught him was that those mano clams, that they were the nectar of the gods, is one of the, you know, privileges of being on Earth. But I'm glad to hear it's a good year for them, and got my vote on that. You all have a great Father's Day.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Thanks for mentioning your father. I appreciate that. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Day. Bye.
Thanks. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Here's an interesting story on the Wicomico the other day. Maryland Natural Police corralled a runaway crab boat, and a Good Samaritan and four officers teamed up on Wednesday morning to rescue a crabber who fell overboard and had to chase down and corral his runaway boat on the Wicomico River in St. Mary's County. Officers got a call at 9:25 from a witness who saw Todd Wesley Thompson of King George, Virginia, tumble into the river from his 22-foot Seahawk. Making matters worse, as he slipped and went overboard while tending his trot line, he struck the throttle, sending the boat into a high-speed circle. Thompson was trapped inside the circling boat and had to keep pushing himself away from it. Timing his approach, the Good Samaritan swooped in and pulled the exhausted Thompson aboard as he was about to go under. Officers tracked his boat, traveling about 15 knots, and began trying to foul the prop with life jackets and line. After countless attempts, they slowed the boat enough so that an officer could board and stop it. Mr. Thompson was checked by local medical personnel and released. Remember what we talked about just not that long ago, a couple of weeks ago? When you go overboard on your boat, you're going to be trapped inside that circle as it comes at you. And numerous boaters have lost their lives by being struck by the prop of their own boat after they've gone in the water, gone overboard, and the boat just circles and eventually gets them. You know, the boat doesn't take off in a straight line. Just doesn't happen because of the water pressure on the on the motor and that type of thing, and it'll eventually get you. So this man was very, very blessed to be scooped out of the water. Here's a boat traveling at 22-foot Seahawk traveling at 15 knots. It's amazing that he was able to escape it, but he was very fortunate to have somebody there nearby. So just, you know, it's something to consider. So 410 WCBM, 410-922-6680, 410 WCBM 680. We'd love to hear from you and check in. Tell us about your dad. Did he take you fishing? Did he take you hunting? Did he take you crabbing? Did he take you trapping? Did he introduce you to the outdoors? You know, it's how the tradition is passed on in our world from, you know, whatever the father is involved in. If the son is willing enough to invest in that passion and that skill, that's how we pass things along in this society, generation to generation. That's how history is recorded. Family history is passed along, and so forth. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes, but we do have time for a phone call before the break. Let me take a little slurp of coffee here. All right, more news from the Department of Natural Resources. Officers arrested two men last weekend in separate incidents and charged them with impaired boating. Timothy Sean Whitstead, 51, Whitstead of Annapolis, was stopped by officers near Tolly Point at the mouth of the Severn for operating his boat at night without proper navigational lights. Officers noted a strong smell of alcohol, and Whitstead was slurring his words and was, at times, incoherent. Aboard, they found open cans of beer and bottles of alcohol. Ashore, Whitstead failed all field sobriety tests, was charged with negligent operation, and four counts of impaired boating. He must appear in Anne Arundel District Court to answer the charges. Court date set for September 16th. Donald Lee Hartley of Centerville. Donald Lee Hartley, 50, of Centerville, was stopped on the Patapsco River near Fort Smallwood Park for operating his boat at night without proper navigation lights. He acknowledged he'd been drinking. An officer saw an open liquor bottle and an open beer can next to the operating console. Taken to shore, Mr. Hartley failed a field sobriety test and was arrested. He was issued four citations for negligent boating and operating while impaired. He must appear in Anne Arundel District Court to answer the charges August 19th. They're out there, folks, people who drink on the water as well as drink on the highways. And so let's talk to Dave in Perry Hall. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hi, Alan. I'm doing well.
Good. What's up?
I'd like to remember my father.
Sure.
Who introduced me to the outdoors in a way, not through hunting and fishing, but he was a scoutmaster for 12 years with my older brothers. And then he started the scout troop that I got involved with, and I was scouting. Of course, they took us out camping and hiking, teaching us about nature. They also taught us firearm safety, which the NRA supported
right
through scouting. And he was just a great all around guy, and I enjoyed how many older men who would catch my name, my last name, and say, was your father Charles?
Mm-hmm.
And how much they enjoyed him being scoutmaster and all that and getting them out.
Sure.
So a shout out to all the dads who put in their time for the boys.
Is your dad still with us?
No, I lost him about 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up there in age myself, and in a way, you talk about how you pass things down. Well, I got involved in scouting, and I got my boys into it, and just as a result, I got them out, and had a lot of boys come through the troop who may not have got out there and enjoyed the outdoors, and I think some of them still do got involved in it. In fact, we had one scout got a merit badge for inventing an improved crab pot.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
That's very cool.
Business entrepreneur merit badge, and he was selling them like hotcakes for a little while.
Good for him. That's great.
Yeah.
Scouts are always great, you know. So.
Yeah, it was good, and just enjoyed it. Don't want to take up all your time with stories. I'll have to call you back with
no anytime one. Anytime on the dad, that's for sure.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, I appreciate it, Dave, and good day to remember your dad.
Okay,
thank you,
bye,
see you, buddy. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. We're talking about mostly fishing and crabbing here. Have you seen the crabbing supplies at Clyde's? They've got everything from the bushel baskets to the trot lines to the crab season into the steam pots to the several different types of traps, the open top, you know, the four-door, the you name it. They've got all the traps. They've got all the bait. They've got all the line. They've got everything you could need, want, or imagine for crabbing, that's for sure. So we, you know, if you're thinking about venturing out, venturing forth, even off the pier, off the dock, you know, doing a little hand lining, doing a little trot lining, any way you would like to fish for crabs or go crabbing, you know, the ring nets and all that, feel free to stop by Clyde's and get supplied for that. And they'll even help you. They'll even show you how to rig it up and everything else, whatever it is, whether it's a trot line or one of those net rings. They'll teach you all about it. If you like fishing, of course, there's the 24-hour fishing hotline to tell you where they're biting, what they're biting on, and, you know, and they have all the supplies to back up the fishing report as well, all the rods and reels and rod and reel repair and things like that. So why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne? That's just off Beltway Exit 9. I was there yesterday. Or you can call them 410-242-6108, 242-6108. And that fishing hotline I mentioned, that has a separate phone number. It goes to recorded message, and that's 410-247-3474, 247-FISH, Clyde Sports Shop. Check them out. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We was heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this truckin' convoy across the USA.
mile or so. 10, roger, then we'll...
All right, we're back. That was for Daddy Cool. Let's talk to Doug. Thanks for holding on, Doug, in Parkville. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm good. What's up?
Good. Not really first-time crabber, but it's been quite a few years since I went crabbing.
Right.
And got some licenses yesterday for my wife and I, and we want to take my son out crabbing. I've been trying to do some research on the internet, try to find out where there are some piers to crab off of. As I was talking to somebody over in Middle River area yesterday, and they were saying that he talked to some guys that were crabbing up around up north anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing pretty good, and the south wasn't doing real well. But I was just wondering if you'd give me some pointers and. We got the chicken necks in the cages, and we're ready to go. But don't really know of any, piers to go off of in areas. Don't want to go up north and waste my time.
I would definitely take a look at some of the piers on the Eastern Shore if you want to travel that far.
Uh-huh.
If you don't, it's going to probably be East Baltimore somewhere over that way. But, I would say that there are several piers, including Roman Coke and Mattapique, there on the Eastern Shore, right under the Kent Narrows Bridge. There's a nice fishing pier, excuse me. If you want to travel all the way down to the border of Cambridge and Easton, there's the Bill Burton fishing pier down there. If you know anybody that lives on the water right off their dock, is always a good place. There's plenty of public access areas on the Department of Natural Resources website. I don't know how computer savvy you are, but I would call Clyde Sport Shop.
Okay.
Yeah, 242-6108 and say, hey, guys, I want to learn how to crab a little bit. I want to take my kids. What do you got close by? And they'll be more than glad to help you out.
Do you know what they're catching them on, more the chicken necks or the clams?
Are you using traps?
Yes.
Yeah, chicken necks, cut LY, razor clams. You got to buy the little bait bags for the razor clams.
Right.
Any kind of cut fish, any kind of chicken necks people use because they're cheap. I'm sure they wouldn't mind a breast fillet or a thigh or a leg or something like that. But the neck seems to be.
Yeah, got the chicken necks.
There you go.
No flesh. I'd take some razor clams too.
No, that's up to you. I'd give your local crabbing supply store, Clyde's, a call and find out what the best bet is. If you want to head down to Anne Arundel County, down to the Pasadena area, the Magothy River and the areas like that, call Bud down at Fishbones. He's got the best recommendations for that area.
Great.
Yep. I mean, I always go, you're not going to get any information from a crabber as far as the commercial crabber is going to be concerned. They're not going to give their hot spots away. You're not going to get much from the guys on the dock that aren't catching anything.
Uh-huh.
But get with the guys who are selling the gear, because they hear more in multiple reports of good locations than anybody. So that's always a good tip. Contact your local tackle shop.
Yeah, I was looking at Clyde's online to see if they had any information or anybody,
Yeah, well, call the fishing hotline, 247-FISH. I don't know if they've got crabbing on there or not. I believe they do.
Okay.
Or just call the store. They're probably open here soon. I'm glad to talk to you. So
very good. Yep.
All right.
I've listened to your show for a long time and first time calling in.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Thanks for the wait. There he goes. Who do we got next? We got Jamie in Catonsville and then Stan. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Hello.
Jamie, up.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, I want to run down to Ocean City and. Just trying to pick their brain on a good flounder tackle.
Okay. I like a medium to medium heavy spinning rod.
Uh-huh.
I have not used braid on the flounder. But I think I would like to stick with monofilament on that. Probably 10 to 12 pound test.
Gotcha.
I would rig up with a monofilament bottom rig, not a wire rig, but a monofilament, or just tie your own. Just tie two surgeon's loops, one about 2 feet up the line, the other one about a foot up the line, just so your hooks don't get tangled up. Maybe 18 inches apart. Put your bass casting sinker on the bottom so it rolls easy, and do a little drift fishing.
Gotcha. And the hook size?
I would use a hook size. You could use anything up to flounder have a pretty big mouth. You could use anything up to about a 1/0.
Okay.
And I would do the Ocean City flounder sandwich, which is a piece of squid and a bull minnow.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, both on the same hook. I mean, you can fish with squid on one and the bull minnow on the other, and switch them top and bottom and see which one the flounder prefer.
There you go.
But why not give them a smorgasbord right off the bat? Just cut a little strip of squid and put a bull mini on there and see what happens.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
You got it, buddy. Good luck.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen. I just had to wait for one of Maryland's finest to pass me before I brought the phone back up to my ear.
You need to have your Bluetooth hooked into your system there, brother.
It looks silly, but I guess that's the way I'm going to have to go.
Yep.
You got me with the sip of coffee this morning. Thank you very much.
No, my pleasure. Glad to do that.
It works every time.
Uh-huh.
I was debating whether to call you or not, and then I heard Convoy.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, it's time to call.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day to all out there coming up.
Yep.
It's kind of bittersweet for me. That one gentleman who called really brought back memories of scouting. My father was never one to, he would take us fishing, but,
right.
You know, he didn't want to touch water. But I'll never forget the Scoutmaster, Troop 711, northwest side of town, used to take us out to Westminster Pond, and I am going back a ways.
Yeah, you are. Hey.
He was the first one I ever saw with a fly rod. Used to bite the worm in half, the night crawler in half.
Hey, Stan.
Man.
Sorry about Hey, we got to go, buddy. We're running out of time. So
all right,
I appreciate the call. There he goes.